we are on the bridge of the museum. Inside, we are straddling the original Elvium building, which was finished in 1970, and the new Chazen building, which was just completed a number of years ago. One of the reasons why I chose this spot is because it is the spot that I return to when I need to think about where we started, right? Where the museum started, where we are now, right? The original building, the new building, the link between the two things, and the fact that we are standing on what is now one of the main gateways to the campus. So the museum is both of the campus and of the community, right? So we need to be able to face the university and we need to be able to face the community. And the museum is a great bridge. It's you know, we are physically a bridge here, but it is also that that there's a metaphor there for what museums are supposed to be doing, which is connecting to audience and community and not just visitors, but, you know, people near and far to have a discussion about not just about art, but about things that are going on, and museums can have a rich part of that dialogue.
Amy, how do you invite people who don't necessarily feel like they're in on the conversation into the museum?
You actually have to invite people into the building. We just think that because we are free and because we do all of this programming, that my gosh, who wouldn't come? Right? And that is such a passive way of thinking about what we do, right? Is that if we just put out a little sign that people will know where the door is and that they will come in and that they will then know how to get around, right? Whereas in reality, there are people who have not grown up coming to museums, who do not feel like they belong in these spaces. So what do you do to get them in and to get them to come back, right? Because you can get people in with a specific program, but to get them to come back, you have to demonstrate that the invitation was not just for that, that you are actually programming by thinking about them. Also, you need to come up with vehicles to make sure that they feel that this space is also their space. You need to figure out how to be relevant to what people are interested in today. It's not about saying, oh, we're going to do this program because this kind of thing is hot right now. It's actually about saying, what are the things that people are interested in thinking about? What are they doing right now? And how are museums going to be a part of that dialogue? Because people will come for things that are so far outside of their normal interest if you give them a reason to do it. So really, it's a multifaceted approach, but it is about thinking about the museum as this space in which you can explore all of those things. But you can't just do that with your traditional audience. You don't want to lose your traditional audience, but if we want to acknowledge the kind of diversity of community in which we are trying to live within, you have to be relevant to a broader spectrum of people than those who have already self-selected that they're comfortable and that they will come back here.
So, Amy, how do you figure out all these big questions, all these big challenges and opportunities, as we like to say, so it doesn't sound so daunting, when you've been here 2 months?
I am coming in at a moment of great change for the institution. You have an incredible longtime director. Russell was here for 33 years, and I have nothing but respect for what he accomplished while he was here, right? The entire institution is actually sort of molded around one director, right? Because he was here for so long. That's inevitable. So there's a lot of change management that's going on right now. I was very clear when I was getting interviewed, when I was asked, do you have a vision? A personal vision for the Chazen, that actually I reject that premise, right? It is not my job to come in as someone who has spent a very small fraction of my time here at the museum and just say, this is the vision. I'm going to put myself on top of it, you know, on top of this institution and change it to this. It's actually my job to set up a process by which we can think about what we need to be, right? Vanguard of university art museums in the 21st century, and realize together what that vision is actually going to look like. It will be richer and deeper, and we will get more investment, not only from the Chase and staff, but from the university and hopefully from the community, if we are more inclusive about the process to get there.
Amy, when you find yourself faced with these tasks, is there a work of art or anything that you go to that sort of quiets the mind? Do you have a favorite piece? Mine is always the Kavner Elamante. Mm. Like, that's where, when I'm having a hard time and I need to figure something out, yeah, it's one of the places where I can just sort of go and collect myself. Mm-hmm. Is there a work of art or an object or anything that does that for you?
So I like that you've asked the question in that way, because that implies, as you said, as we were walking up here, that you have long-term friendships with these objects, right? You have relationships. Maybe friendship is a little bit too specific. And I am still developing my relationships with the objects here. So while there have been, there are some places like the bridge here that we're standing on that I return to again and again, what I have started doing since I have been here is when I need a break, right? When I need to think, when I need to gather my thoughts, I kind of just let myself come out of my office and come upstairs and wander a little bit, because I will almost always end up looking at an object I hadn't looked at before, because so much of it is new to me. And even though I've spent now a lot of time in the galleries, is everything, you know, I'm continuing to discover. So I'll find myself, right, in a different corner of the museum, or up on the fourth floor in the Elvium building, or, in front of any particular piece. And I am discovering as I go, right, the things that strike me, the things that struck me originally that I now, like, look at differently. So I feel like I'm actually developing the relationship with the collection and the building and sort of, like, you know, the space in which it's housed. So it's not so much that it's like a break from, you know, whatever is going on in my head. It's that exploring the collection in this way. And I don't try to run through the whole museum every week or anything like that. I just take a little corner, right? Spend some time with an object or three objects or a gallery or something like that. It helps remind me what it is I'm trying to do here. It kind of brings me back to center, right? I have my little chasen moment, if you will, and then I can go on with the rest of my day.
There's one thing I always say about a museum when I'm in it. I don't care if it's one that I've been coming to since the 80s, mm-hmm, or a new museum. I always tend to, sometimes I don't even know what I'm looking at or where I'm going, but I always seem to end up where I'm supposed to be.
I love that you've described it that way, because really, that's a much more succinct way of saying what I just took 5 minutes to describe, right? My little wandering is that I usually end up in front of an object or two, or in a gallery, where I'm suddenly struck that how stunning that the things that are going on in this gallery are related to the problem that I am trying to solve in my head. How did that happen? Well, of course, your mind works in kind of amazing ways, right? And I think that actually, I want to encourage more people to have that kind of relationship with the museum, not just to get someone to come here when we have an event or because they're interested in a single exhibition, but also, do you want to come here and just walk in the museum? It's free, and then walk upstairs and be here for 15 minutes. You don't have to come to the museum for hours, right? It's like, there's no time requirement to have a deep and engaging experience. Just go look at one object, right? Just go take, and in fact, I would suggest that the more you try to pack it in, the less of a sort of deeper engagement you will have overall, right? That may be a great way to see a museum in a city that you're only going to spend a very short amount of time in, as a very, very high level but not very deep kind of view. But if you really want to, if you live here, or if you live near here, or if you're going to be coming to Madison periodically, or if you're a student here for 4 years or 8 years or however long you're here, You develop the relationship with the museum not by coming here for an event. You develop the relationship because you decide that, oh, I'm walking by here and I have 20 minutes before my class. And I think I'm going to go in and sit in that little niche where we have the chairs where you can look outside and you can see the objects. Like, that's a great space. And that is the kind of space that I want us to create more opportunities to have those kinds of experiences.